You just hear the date, and you remember today marks the 12th anniversary of the biggest attack on U.S. soil. Since the attacks, there's been an effort to turn 9/11 into a national day of service, and in 2009, Congress made that official. A couple of public relations professionals have been behind the idea. They say it is now the largest day of service in the country, with more than 30 million people involved. And as NPR's Margo Adler reports, the organizers have higher hopes.
It's a place most New Yorkers don't even know exists. The FDNY Fire Academy on Randall's Island, right off the RFK Bridge, once called the Triborough. Private schools play sports here. But there's a huge training facility for the New York City Fire Department. Scores of red fire engines move about, and firefighters train here every day. Even a group of Marines passes by. But paint is peeling off the doors where the fire trucks are parked when 200 volunteers in white and blue T-shirts with the words, "I will," on them, show up to paint the academy's insides and garage doors. Deputy Assistant Fire Chief John Mooney greets them with a few jokes.
I can't believe they've been coming out here to paint my fire academy. I can't get the city to do it. You're going to do it for free. But I have to check for union cards.
Although David Payne and Jay Winnick cooked up this idea, it took an additional 8 years of walking the halls of Congress to convince lawmakers to declare 9/11 a national day of service. They say more than 30 million people will do something charitable this week, although it may just be giving a donation. But they want more. Winnick, who lost his brother in the attacks, says generations from now it would be a shame if people only learned of the tragedy of 9/11 and not how good people of the world responded.
We all showed the best of human nature right after 9/11, and it was sustained for some time, for some months after, and together we all rebuilt New York and got this country back on its feet, and it was a special time, and we wanted to kind of capture that spirit of compassion in a bottle once a year.
After a few speeches, the volunteers are split into teams.
We have water over here. Make sure you stay hydrated. There's gloves over here. Grab a pair of gloves.
Rollers, brushes, and big cans of red Benjamin Moore paint. Jesse Abraham and Mara Susi are painting the red garage doors.
I've actually never painted before, so it should be interesting.
Nice, Mara.
In another area, volunteers are putting together picnic benches. This is a group of lawyers from Holland & Knight, the company Jay's brother worked for.
Yeah, keep going. A little bit more if you want to make this part flush.
Nearby, Diana Caliguiri from Astoria, Queens, is painting a door. She had a vacation day and thought, why not give back to the first responders? But when she got here and saw the academy and the firefighters, she was kind of blown away.
It evokes a lot of emotion. I think that just looking around and seeing how these firemen are training and the facility here, it puts you in their world and what has to happen in order for them to do their job for us.
David Payne says at the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, only 8% of Americans were aware of this day of service. Now it's up to 30%. But it will probably take decades for this to happen.
So the parents say to their kids, so what good deed are you planning to do today? I really hope it'll be like that.
Someday, says Payne, it will just be assumed. The Day of Service website is 911day.org. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.